From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman, and you're with the Week in Review Extra with our panel of journalists, Joni Balter, news analyst at large, Knut Berger, the Moss back at Crosscut, and Eli Sanders, associate editor of The Stranger. And you guys, I've been interested in King County Executive Dow Constantine, all fired up about Metro Transit. This is the most rational man. We've had him in office for, you know, 4 years and 1 month. And the thing that he's been most fired up about is whether or not the state of Washington will extend taxing authority to King County. And he's now no longer waiting. The man has charged ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when you brought up him being rational, the state legislature can drive any rational person crazy. So,
and he has been driven crazy, are you saying?
Well, not crazy, but it can drive someone to a strong response, and I think he's there. I mean, the legislature has failed to give us a mechanism to adequately fund Metro, and now Dow Constantine has to act.
And so what he's proposed is a special transportation benefit district. And as I understand it, it's another sort of semi-public authority that can levy fundraising measures on the public, right?
Right. That's correct. And so the reason Dow is charging ahead, and there will be some consternation in Olympia, but you have to think back to when this was discussed. Remember, the legislature was going to meet in special session in November to do a transportation package. Oh, my gosh, they're going to do this in December. Oh, my gosh, they didn't do it in December. And so what happens is Dow Constantine is looking at transit cuts that he will be blamed for. No maybe on that. And then he looks at the legislature, and he probably is hearing some of the same things that many of us are, is that the transportation package is at least stalled and maybe going nowhere. And so he decides to move ahead. Now, it does create a sort of a unique precedent where you have the largest county going on its own. And so maybe not there to provide the yes votes for any big statewide package.
I'm assuming, I didn't talk to Dow Constantine, but I'm assuming he'd prefer that the legislature pass the transportation package that includes extension of taxing authority as opposed to going rogue.
Yeah, that was plan A. This is definitely plan B. Plan A would have allowed, with the MVET, a more progressive car tax.
And that's the motor vehicle excise tax.
That's right. And it's based on the value of the vehicle. So if you're driving a big, expensive car, you're going to pay more. The option he has the other way is I believe there's a sales tax increase component, and mm-hmm. then there's a flat tax, a car tab tax. And, of course, that's, you know, going to the voters, even in King County, to fund transit with car tab taxes is probably a little problematic. There are a lot of people who don't like those taxes, and they are regressive taxes compared with the MVET. So it's not his first choice, but I think a lot of people recognize that the cuts to services are so extreme that they're not acceptable.
I think he's talking about tripling the car tab tax, if I remember. It's from 20 to 60.
From 20 to 60, correct.
You know, yes. So that is a significant increase. He actually has to get the county council's approval, I believe. Am I right?
Yes, they have to approve it before it goes to the ballot.
When he announced this, if I'm correct, he was standing with a majority of the county council. And so,
well, four of them. That's not a majority. He was with four.
Okay.
But he also had Jane Haig there. So if you get off the council's nonpartisan, he does have some support from people who used to be called Republicans.
But 17% is the amount of cutting that they've put forward. And they're talking about system-wide at Metro if they don't come up with something like $80 million to make up the shortfall.
And that's a countywide problem. And so county council members from around the county, you know, I think it's clear that he will have a majority on that to put that to the voters.
He says that he still does support the transportation package because a sliver of the money raised from the increased sales tax that he's putting out there would go for roads, but it's not going to fund all the road repairs that are needed, especially through Seattle, which if anybody's been on the roads lately, you know they're a mess.
That's the state transportation package that you're
No, the part of this money would go to for road repair, a slim percentage of it, but most of it will go for Metro and some of it will go for road repairs. I think that's how do you sell drivers on a mass transit tax if there's nothing in it for automobile operators?
In fairness to Dal Constantine, you know, he does have a timing problem here because these cuts will come while they're waiting for the state legislature to put a package before voters. So there was a timing issue. And his folks are saying they're out of time on that. Now, if the legislature sort of got, you know, decided to go ahead and not worry about the fact that this is an election year and decided to put a package on, I don't know what behind-the-scenes kind of maneuvering could put them back together, put Humpty Dumpty back together.
Part of the issue with the legislature is that any transportation package will include some kind of a tax increase, which the Republicans are very reluctant to put forward, even for roads. And it would require a gas tax increase. It's very roads-heavy. It's not very transit-friendly.
The state package.
The state package, nor is it particularly maintenance heavy. It's a lot of it's new construction, a lot of it's new stuff. So there are people both on the right and on the left, transit advocates as well as fiscal conservatives who are nervous about that package anyway.
So very quickly back to Seattle, do you think if this particular Plan B goes before voters that voters of King County will say yes?
Hard to say. Very hard to say. I think I read something about the idea of tripling the car tab fee, that it's not quite a tripling because some component of it expires along the way.
Okay. Well,
effectively.
Still.
It's effectively tripling because it's 20 now, that expires, and then it goes to 60 if the voters say yes.
Okay, voters, it'll all be in your hands at some point. Joni Balter, news analyst, Eli Sanders, associate editor at The Stranger, Knut Berger, Mossback at crosscut.com. Thanks, all of you. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.